This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right. As promised, a couple of more minutes now on that jobs report, because A, it was really strong, and B, the September and October reports were revised up, and C, unemployment is back down to a 50-year low. Now, Australia and its 28-year recession-free streak notwithstanding, contrast all the things that are going on in this country with the fact that just a couple of months ago, I and most everybody else out there was using the R word every other sentence. And one might fairly ask, what the heck with this economy? Here we are, 11 years into the longest expansion this economy has ever seen, and we are still going? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman is on the What the Heck desk today.
A few months ago, recession worry was all the rage, including among economists I talk to all the time.
The risk of a recession was real in the next year. In fact, I thought it was very possible in the middle of next year.
Now, Brad McMillan at Commonwealth Financial Network is giving the economy a tentative all clear ahead. Trade war worries are fading, job growth is rebounding, which in turn is firing up consumer spending that drives two-thirds of the economy, says John Lear at Morning Consult.
Without a doubt, consumers are more optimistic now than 3 months ago, not just about their own personal financial conditions, but also about business conditions.
There's a virtuous cycle from labor market to consumers and back again, says Julia Pollack at ZipRecruiter.
Consumer spending increases have fueled employment growth in leisure and hospitality, for example, as people have felt freer to take vacations or go to restaurants.
But the economic expansion is old now, 10 years and counting. It's got to end sometime, right? Well, Brad McMillan says this expansion has actually had plenty of help, starting with the giant Trump tax cuts in 2017 and a lot of deficit spending.
We were looking at a potential recession when we got the tax cuts, and let's not forget the increase in government spending.
When that stimulus started fading this year, the Fed cut interest rates.
We just saw new home sales go to the highest level since 2007, for example. So there's been a tremendous stimulus coming from the Fed rate cuts. And that may well be what buys us another 6 to 12 months.
Or more? Kurt Long is chief economist at the Association of Federal Credit Unions.
Nothing lasts forever, but I think people are starting to rethink how long an expansion can last. And I see no reason, at least on the immediate horizon, that the expansion cannot continue.
Long says the biggest risks to the economy going forward are trade policy and election year politics. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.